Hi, and welcome to the Blended Science Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I want to tackle the issue of crowds by looking at one of the books that was written by a French psychologist, Gustave Le Bon. The book is entitled The Crowd, A Study of the Popular Mind. You know, it's been interesting looking at why do we behave differently when we're in a crowd. First of all, let us define what a crowd is from Le Bon's perspective. He argues that a crowd is a group of individuals united by a common idea, belief, or an ideology, which is interesting because we all belong under a particular crowd, whether it's a congregation, a political party, whatever the case may be, we are part of a crowd. And I would like us to closely examine ourselves and see what type of ideologies are influenced by the crowds we belong into and what sort of ideologies are actually a part of our own identity. Because it's easy to look at the news and see people burning buildings, looting, and think to ourselves that is how they behave outside of a crowd, which is totally untrue. And of course, I'm not advocating for looting here. All I want us to do is to look at the psychology behind a crowd. Now, there are four things that stood out in this particular book that I'm going to share about. And these are the things that Gustave Le Bon said they characterize a crowd. And the first one is impulsiveness, irritability, and being easily changeable. Now, Le Bon argues that a crowd is at the mercy of all exterior exciting causes. So it's almost like it's waiting for something to react on, making them a slave to these impulses. You know, an exciting cause could be, you know, a moving speech by a leader of a crowd. It could be a social media. It could be anything that would agitate a crowd. Now, the impulses which the crowd is going to obey are going to be so commanding that they're going to overwhelm a person's personal interest, you know. And when studying the fundamental characteristics of a crowd, it becomes a lot clearer that they're almost exclusively driven by unconscious motives, which are more influenced by the spinal cord than the brain. Now, just to bring a little bit of context here, one of the important functions of the spinal cord is to drive a reflex reaction, a very quick reflex reaction. And this is a very important protective mechanism because it helps us to react quickly to anything that can be harmful to our system. So it kind of makes sense why Le Bon would claim that the spinal cord is hugely involved in a crowd rather than the brain being involved. As a physiologist, I would say maybe that warrants a bit more investigation. However, it's quite interesting to hear what he continues to say. He says that the isolated individual may be submitted to the same exciting causes as the man in a crowd, but as his brain shows him the consequences of yielding to them, he then refrains from yielding. So in other words, an individual has a lot more time to process the exciting causes, has a lot more time to process the same speech, the same thing that the crowd was reacting to. And you find that the temptation to react is easily manageable compared to a man in a crowd, thus proving the activity of the brain being more involved. So consequently, an isolated individual possesses the capacity to dominate his or her reflex actions in contrary to a crowd. This actually takes me back, you know, when I was a first year student, you know, a lecturer would crack up a joke and everyone would be blasting out with laughter, and you'd actually ask someone next sitting next to you to, you know, what's the joke about? And they'll tell you, I don't know, dude, just saw everyone laughing and I started laughing, which is very funny. And actually proves that, you know, we just like to follow crowds. We like to do things because we see someone else doing it, you know, which is why we need to closely examine ourselves. I think I've overemphasized the first point. The second point in this book is that the crowd is readily influenced by the suggestions of others, especially if those suggestions agree with their ideologies. You know, it may cause a lot of confusion if these suggestions are in contrary to what the crowd is going after. And this is where we often see confirmation bias, where we look for events that confirm our stereotypes, which confirm our ideologies about particular racial groups, you know. And I think we need to pause and look at history, look at what has been happening throughout the world before making any conclusions. The third characteristic that Le Bon talks about is a crowd having simple and exaggerated sentiments, which basically means that a crowd presents a double character of being simple or very exaggerated. Well, what does this mean? This basically means that the crowd only sees things as a whole. They cannot see a development of processes. And these crowds are stimulated by an exaggerated speech, a radical speech, which is characterized by a lot of repetitions, which don't really need a lot of explanation. And that is, of course, as per the suggestions by Gustave Le Bon. Now, the last point that I want to talk about is the issue of morality. As it turns out, back in 1985, a lot of psychologists who had done some work on crowd psychology had actually concluded that the morality of crowds was very low. And unfortunately, this is actually true. But we need to be asking ourselves, why is this the case? To his argument, he says that simply because our savage, destructive instincts are the inheritance left dormant in all of us from the primitive ages, which basically means that we are inherently born with instincts that are driven by low morality. And this is interesting because if you take a life of an isolated individual, it will be very dangerous for them to gratify these instincts, right? However, take that same individual, put him in an irresponsible, dangerous crowd, and see what comes out of him. Chances are he would want to gratify his destructive instincts because all of a sudden he feels that he has the freedom to do so. You know, he feels invincible. And what is actually interesting is the fact that this is regardless of a race, regardless of a nationality or where one comes from, we are all inherently wicked. On the flip side of the coin, Le Bon argues that there's another type of a crowd, and this is a type of a crowd that has a high sense of morality, where there is devotion, sacrifice, and this type of morality is usually higher in a crowd compared to an isolated individual, right? Which is why we see a lot of people now doing what is opposite to what we saw initially in South Africa, where we saw a lot of looting. Now all of a sudden we see people being involved in cleaning the city, in the donation of food, and joining hashtag Let Us Rebuild South Africa. And my hope is that we will join the second group, a group of high morality, a group of high standard, and a group that will stand for justice and equality for all. The last part of my speech almost sounds like a manifesto. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for listening. This is a very touchy subject, and I'm hoping that I've done some justice, you know, for those who are in the social sciences. I wanted to actually do this myself because I'm not a social scientist. Sometimes when we're a specialist in a subject, we tend to over explain things and use all kind of words that will confuse someone who is basically listening at home. And that is it, ladies and gents. We have reached the end of the episode. Be sure to communicate with us at blendedsciences1@gmail.com. That is blendedsciences1@gmail.com. Be sure to share this episode with your friend so that they can benefit from this information. Thank you. I'm out. Bye.